your host for Lacrosse Talk PM, Rick Solo.
All right, welcome to another day of Lacrosse Talk PM. Like the guy just said, I'm Rick Solom, 608-785-7914. If you want to shoot me a text, if you got a question, we've got an expert on today, John Siegel. He works with the La Crosse County Sheriff's Office, and he's running for sheriff, in fact. John, how are you today?
Great. And thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, definitely. Before we really dive into, you know, why you're running and what you're running about, I just heard this when I was kind of bumming around. Roadhouse making a sequel. Is this in the sheriff's office? I feel like Roadhouse is one of those movies all you guys would like.
I think that our older generation of officers would. I'm not sure that the new guys would even know what it is.
Right, Patrick Swayze. Now, this one's going to have Jake Gyllenhaal as the main character, so I don't know about that. I feel like Roadhouse is one of the movies you do not need to remake.
No, it's kind of a classic, so I would wonder how a remake would work.
Yeah, 1989 original with Patrick Swayze, and I'm trying to think of the other guy that's really, you know, the guy with the deep voice. I think he's even in an ad, the original movie. But, you know, I brought you on here to talk about movie remakes. While we're on it, the favorite cop movie or cop show is, do you guys all, like, what's your favorite cop movie or show? And then what's the one that all you guys roll your eyes at and just go, oh my God, I can't believe people think this is how this stuff works?
Yeah, well, the one you can roll your eyes at would be Police Academy from back in the day.
That's my dad's favorite series.
I'm not quite sure favorite, but the one of the topics that comes up pretty regularly in our office is whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie or just an action movie.
Oh, yeah, that one I have. Every Christmas we have that conversation. Sam Elliott is the co-star in the 1989 movie Roadhouse. I think you older guys, us older guys, know Sam Elliott pretty well. So it's always fun to, like, if you get cops on, or if you get military people on, what is the eye roll movie? Like, Top Gun 2 is a movie in the theaters right now, and is that an eye roll movie for people in the military or people who fly jets and whatnot? All right, so let's get to business. John Siegel is the Democratic candidate running for La Crosse County Sheriff. Jeff Wolf's retiring after, you know, decades in the county sheriff's office. I believe most of his career, all of his career in the sheriff's office there in La Crosse.
Yeah, I believe so.
And now he was only sheriff for one term, but you said he was assistant deputy. Is that what is it called?
He was our chief deputy under Sheriff Helgeson for 12 years.
Okay, so he's like the number two guy for multiple over a decade.
Yeah.
What happens there? What happens when he just wants to run? It was a tough term to run through that last 4 years. COVID pandemic, probably like the George, a lot of that stuff all went through during that time. Do you think that's what did him in? He's like, I'm done.
Well, I will say that he has put in a lot of years of service to La Crosse County. And certainly the last four has had many difficult situations that have come up. But I think you do get to a point where retirement looks really nice.
Yeah, and then what's your problem? And you and Fritz Leinfelder are both running for this position. What's wrong with you guys? You want to get into this, but obviously you guys have both been there for decades in the La Crosse County Sheriff's Office.
Well, I'm not ready for retirement yet, and I have a few years to go, so that's helpful. I think for me, I think law enforcement can be better than we have been, and right now is an opportunity to make a difference. So,
okay, John Siegel, I'll just do the little bio that I wrote. It's real quick. 29 years in law enforcement. You've been in La Crosse County almost two decades now. I think you're closing in on two decades at the end of the year here. And you've been investigative captain, so the top investigator, like the lead of the investigative teams, for the past 3 years. And before that, you were patrol captain for a year. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And how many years were you just like the guy that sits in the car and gives us speeding tickets? How many years did you do that?
You know, the going back that long, the majority of my career has actually not been in patrol.
Okay.
The majority of my career has been in community policing and in investigations. With time working in the jail way back when I started in Washera County, working in court services here in La Crosse County. So my patrol time would be a very minimal part of my career at this point.
You're supposed to say, no, that's not what we do. We don't give speeding tickets. You're running for office here, John. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
All right. So before we go to break, we got like 2-3 minutes. It's fine. It's not set in stone. But do you want to just give us a rundown of why you decided to run for sheriff in La Crosse County?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of reasons. One of the big things is that I believe that we have good law enforcement in La Crosse County. I believe that we are supported in La Crosse County, and that makes a huge difference when you're looking at taking that sheriff's position. At the same time, I do believe that law enforcement is changing, it's evolving, and our expectations from the community have really changed over my career. And I think right now is an opportunity to say that we have done well, but we can do better, and we can make our community safer and healthier. And I do believe that there are parts of our community who do not believe they are served as well by law enforcement. And I think that's a gap that has to be bridged and has to be worked on right now. And I believe that I have the opportunity to make a difference there. And then the last piece for me is personal. My family diversity and makeup and has a big impact on me. I've been married to my wife, Regina, for 25 years. We have 3 children who are all adopted, all adults. I have one with special needs that includes mental health concerns at times. And, you know, my family is diverse, African-American, and so my perspective on law enforcement in our community can be different than other people.
Sure, definitely. And we can get into some of that perspective in a little bit. Some of the other things I just have before we go to break here, just I want to get your opinion on it being a partisan race and just the qualifications that the state requires. So the state requires that it be a partisan race, that's an elected position, also the qualifications it takes to be sheriff. I do want to hit on guns, body cams, drugs, yard signs, mental health, and then we'll probably talk about the citizens. Now, I'm never good at naming this thing, and you could correct me, but the Citizens Policing Board at this point, some people call it the Citizens Police Oversight Board. I don't think we even have a name for it. We've been in committee discussions about it for I think well over a year.
Yeah, I don't even think we have a committee yet. We have a study committee.
A committee to get to the committee. Yeah. And, you know, and then, you know, basically what you guys do in the sheriff's office, what are the big thing I try to get out of you guys is like what you got your responsibility in the sheriff's office is now, the big part of what you guys do. And then maybe what it should be if you think as a sheriff you could change the responsibilities a little bit. Anyway. We got to go to break. We'll be back with John Siegel. All right, welcome back to La Crosse Talk PM. 608-785-7914 is the text line. If you want to get in here, shoot me a text. We got a question for John Siegel, who is running for sheriff in La Crosse County. He's one of 2 candidates now. We're down to 2. We have a Republican candidate in Fritz Leinfelder, and we have the Democratic candidate in John Siegel. John has been in law enforcement for 29 years. Here in La Crosse County for almost 20 years. I think in January you hit that 20-year mark. And he's the investigative captain there. So you're the head of... How many people are in your investigative team? How many guys do you have?
We have 4 full-time investigators plus myself. And we have a couple of evidence technician-type positions and that are not full-time.
And when it comes to investigative team, are these the guys that are like... I guess, can you just describe what a investigator does and what maybe most of their responsibility is at this point in time?
Sure. You know, in La Crosse County, our investigators, and I was an investigator sergeant, and then the captain. We have to be able to do a little bit of everything. We have people who do handle let's say, like narcotics cases and drug cases. We have people who are more knowledgeable in contractor fraud and white-collar crime. We have people who handle more child cases and internet crimes against children. But all of our investigators have to be able to handle the myriad of calls that come in and out of our office every year. So we would like to say that all of our investigators are cross-trained, whether they're working on a burglary, an assault case, a fraud case. It's, you know, everybody takes everything. And as the bigger cases come in, we work as a team on those.
All right. So, I mean, that makes sense. Let's get into the broader idea that and I've brought this up on my show alone and with other law enforcement, just the idea that we really depend on law enforcement a lot to do a little bit of everything from my grandpa's having a heart attack, dial 911, and it might be a La Crosse County Sheriff's person that ends up there first, right? To I'm having a fight with my wife or girlfriend, and in the neighbor calls, right? The neighbor calls, and you guys end up there first. You might not be the only people who end up there in a situation like that. I guess, you know, like, what is your view on that? And as a sheriff, can you change? I don't know if you change the thought process or change how the department does something like that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, I think society in general relies on law enforcement for many different functions. And you brought up a couple. It is not unusual for our deputies to be the first one to a heart attack or a stroke, have to use their AEDs on somebody, to be the first one to a dispute or a bus stop complaint, or when somebody calls, and we do have this happen, they might, an older person may not have family in the area, and they've got a water leak or some kind of a problem that our deputies go over and try to get corrected for the, you know, the evening for them.
Yeah, because I always think that's funny. Like, yeah, my grandma's pipe burst, and she doesn't know how to turn the water off. We call 911. Which why not? It's an emergency, right? Like my basement's flooding. It's 2 a.m. And then you guys come, and some of you guys are pretty handy, I would imagine. You probably know how to do that, but it's engraved in our. Well, you know what? It wouldn't be the worst thing to be able to call 911, but maybe it's up to dispatch to go, okay, well, we need to send somebody else. Because in my head, I think, man, law enforcement, you guys need to be doing, you know, you're probably pretty busy with some serious stuff. And then can we alleviate some of that stuff that is, you know, even traffic, for example. I don't know if we need gun-toting, this is just my view, the gun-toting, unmarked police car going after people for speeding or for, you know, traffic violations.
Yeah, and, you know, I think what people rely on law enforcement for, and we can get into the traffic piece and lots of things, is that when there's a problem or there's an emergency, they want to know that somebody is coming. And we may not always be the best somebody, but I think it is our job in the community to respond and be there to help people. And I know that's kind of a generic answer, but we should, when somebody needs something, law enforcement should be there. Now, if we had a team of people that could come out and help with those calls when they come in, and maybe the deputy isn't the person that has to be there first, or has to respond, that would be great. But, you know, sometimes we're just not in that position.
Yeah, I think it's a burden to bear the idea that I need to be a first responder. I need to be a domestic dispute, like, mediator. I need to be a counselor. I need to be an expert with a weapon, multiple weapons. I need to be an expert driver. Just like the amount of things, you know, maybe half the law enforcement is an expert in one thing and the other half, and they're all on call all the time. But it's a giant idea, and I don't know if it falls to the sheriff of one county to fix that. But I like when I get you guys on, I'd like to just pick the brain of those kind of ideas. In regards to the amount of stuff that you guys do handle, sometimes you make mistakes, and at this point, I believe the Oversight Committee for Policing is the La Crosse County Board. Am I right there? If something happened within the the sheriff's office and it needed to be looked into, the county board would be?
Yeah, so depending on what it is within the sheriff's office, there's internal investigations. There's internal investigations that other counties or agencies come in and do, which would be the most likely case. And then after that, the county board, the law enforcement judiciary committees would have, the oversight of the sheriff's department, not other agencies.
Okay. But on along with that, right now the county is discussing this, and we hinted at it before, and we got about 5 minutes here. If you want to call it a citizens policing board, a police oversight board, a citizens police oversight board. I guess can you we don't have a good name for it, and you said earlier it's in its study committee now. So we're studying. We have a committee studying whether or not we should have a committee. And then that committee would determine whether or not we should have a citizens policing board. But what the end game here would be to have that. And what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, so just on another kind of funny piece is that I was a part of the committee to set up the committee to set up the committee.
Okay.
When we hit that point. So I've sat in on some of the study committee meetings and watched what's happening. At one point, I thought that by the time the November election came along, we would probably have a good idea what that's going to look like. I'm not sure about that now. And I know that this has been an issue and a topic in our community. I do think that there is an advisory piece that can work for La Crosse County. I don't know that it's going to look to law enforcement everything that they would like. I don't know that it would look to the original committee for everything that they wanted. And I don't think we need to copy what somebody else is doing. I think La Crosse County has always done a great job of individualizing things. So I do believe that there is an advisory piece that can work in La Crosse County.
All right. And yeah, that is funny because we have a committee. And that's maybe we have all these committees because it's kind of contentious, right? Like it's we're law enforcement might feel like they're we're going after them, so to speak, we're as in citizens, and citizens kind of feel the opposite, right? Like they sometimes feel like law enforcement isn't just in how they handle, enforcing the law, I guess. So a citizens oversight or a citizens policing board might bridge that. I mean, it would be great if we got everyone on board. Do you think like law enforcement, somebody or multiple people should be on that committee, like within law enforcement?
Yeah, I think one of my thoughts, and I know that this is evolving and changing, is that anything that we have has to be something with the committee, the advisory committee, working with law enforcement. And I don't think it can be just when you brought up that somebody made a mistake. I think it has to be a part of our community. And however the group makeup is, we need people who are willing to work with us, and law enforcement has to be willing to work with them to talk about policies and procedures, because we're always updating them, to invite people into our trainings and into what we're doing and have a trusting relationship, so that when somebody does make a mistake, and you brought up the amount of things that our deputies work with on a weekly basis, many people have no idea that they can go from a suicidal person to a child that just got hurt, to a death scene, and sometimes we make mistakes. And when that happens, to be able to have conversations about how it happened and how we can move forward from it. So I do think that there is an advisory committee that can work. I think La Crosse has to come up with what works for us.
Yeah, and I think the end game here would be that this committee is committed also, because you talk about, like, they can't just be here when we screw up and then to yell at us and want punishment. They also got to be here to understand how we get from point A to B, how the training works, how everything. It just sounds like a big commitment. And, like, how many people want to be part of that?
Right. Yeah, I think it is a big commitment. And the conversations, and I think there's difficult conversations. From a law enforcement standpoint, sometimes we do feel like we're being attacked. At the same time, I think many of us and the chiefs and the sheriff who have been on the committee understand that there are parts of our community who don't feel like they're represented by us, and we have to work on that.
That's John Siegel. He's running for sheriff in La Crosse County. He's the Democratic candidate on the November ballot. He's going against Fritz Leinfelder, who is the Republican candidate. When we come back, we'll talk about that, why it's a partisan race. We've discussed this in the past, but I want to get your opinion on just kind of a broader idea in terms of that, John. But we got to take a break. We'll be back after this. All right, welcome back to Lacrosse Talk PM. 608-785-7914 is the talk and text line. John Siegel is running for Lacrosse County Sheriff. He's one of two candidates on the November ballot. He is the Democrat in this race. Fritz Leinfelder is the Republican. You guys are colleagues. In fact, you're the investigative captain, and Fritz is one of your investigators, right? What'd you say? You had four investigators?
Yes, yeah. Fritz is one of them, and we've worked together almost the entire time I've been here.
Well, and I've made this joke with Fritz and Marty Peterson, who also works in the La Crosse County Sheriff's Office. I mean, you guys got to sabotage each other now. There's just two of you, and then you can go, look at this guy. He screwed up so bad. That's why you should, elect me as sheriff. This Fritz guy just screwed up.
Yeah, you know, one of the good parts about this race is that Fritz and I have been really good friends from the time I moved to La Crosse, and one of the first people who greeted me and brought me in. So, you know, I think that changes what this race looks like a little bit, just because of our relationship.
Yeah, and that brings me to a conversation we continually have in terms of this being a partisan race, because we have a Republican, a Democrat. We could have had I think you told me beforehand you thought about running as an independent. And then just the idea that it's in the state constitution. So why we have it is because it's in the state constitution. But John, just from being in you guys probably have this conversation maybe every 4 years it's kind of funny that maybe it's not funny at all. Maybe you like it that it's a partisan race. But can you give me any idea of what sheriff's deputies, people in sheriff's offices feel about making this not a partisan race and having somebody hire you based on experience like city police do?
Yeah, you know, if I could apply for this position, that would be fantastic. And honestly, if I had a quarter for every person who has asked why it's partisan or said I had no idea that it was, I could probably fund my campaign.
Yeah, right.
Because people just don't realize that in the state constitution it's set up that way. And, you know, the sheriff's office is not going to raise anybody's taxes. We're not going to enact any laws. There's really nothing partisan that comes out of there. Maybe how, you know, your individual beliefs, but as far as the office itself, you know, it's not.
Yeah, but what do you think, if you polled all the sheriff's offices, I know you don't have, I know there are some partisan sheriffs out there, but if you polled, yep. what would you guess would be the percentage of the 72 the 72 sheriffs in all the 72 counties of Wisconsin? Hey, do you want this to be an elected position, a partisan race, or would you rather have it hired based on experience? And we have, you know what, like the Police and Fire Commission in the city of La Crosse, a policing commission do the hiring. What do you think the percentage would be?
Well, you're putting me on the spot a little bit with that.
But yeah, totally a guess.
People who are already sheriffs are probably going to say, well, I would like to be elected.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that they would say that it needs to be partisan. I think that most people would say that, you know, vote for the best candidate. And but those people out there who would like to lead and maybe haven't decided to run yet or put themselves in the political arena. So just from law enforcement standpoint, I think there's many officers and deputies who would love to be able to apply for that type of position.
Yeah, because it's
but again, it is a constitutional office in La Crosse.
Well, I feel
and,
like
and in Wisconsin.
This happens with every election. Like our state legislature right now is in the midst of 10 months off. They're off from March until the end of the year, 10 months, because they want a campaign. And you don't get to do that. You don't get any time off because you got to be the investigative captain. Fritz is the investigator. He doesn't get time off. You guys don't get time off. So you have to take your free time to campaign as opposed to, you know, we're going to do some job interviews and we're going to hire the best. We're going to have a group of experts decide who is our next sheriff. It just seems like a no-brainer. And I wonder, you know, changing the state constitution takes, you know, two different legislatures, I think, and the Republicans control the legislature. But I thought if you had all 72 county sheriffs go up to the legislature after whoever is elected and go, hey, change the constitution, I wonder how many of the 72 would say do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but within that, also remember that clerk of courts, county clerk, treasurer, all partisan elected positions in our state constitution.
Yeah, and when I have them on the phone, I'll ask them.
Yeah.
You know, this is the one that's just like, it's very, all those are very confusing as well. You know, the sheriff is oftentimes, I think, out there, you're kind of in the spotlight, because if you have a triple homicide, the sheriff is the one that's having a press conference. Or if you have something go wrong, the sheriff is out there, you know, having a press conference. And the sheriff's also maybe sometimes in that car that's black that I can't see that's giving me a speeding ticket. That's a conversation you probably have a lot. How big of a factor, or how big of a responsibility is the police's job to just control traffic?
You know, that is a very small part of what we do. We have traffic enforcement. We have officers out there. And oftentimes, if we have an area where we have citizens' complaints, we may have a deputy go out and spend a little more time. But for most of our guys on most of their shifts, traffic is a very small part of it.
Why, you should campaign, John, on the fact that you're just going to have cardboard cutouts of police squad vehicles and you're just going to put them at certain areas just to get people to slow down. And in the meantime, those officers that would be sitting in those squad cars instead are actually going to do real policing work.
Well, you know, I think anytime you park a squad car somewhere, people do slow down, so that helps.
Yeah, one of your guys sits on the south, like either north or south of Stoddard, and he lives there, or she, and their squad is there, and my girlfriend's parents live in that direction, so I not that I slow down, not that I'm speeding, but I double take, and she goes, no, don't worry about him, he just lives there, and he parks his car right there. I mean, it works out perfect. I think one of the Stoddard police officers does this. Actually, I think somebody owns an old squad car that looks like that was a squad car, but it's a, you know, regular person's car now. And they park on the street in Stoddard, and I see that thing all the time. And not that I'm speeding through Stoddard, but I see it and go, oh!
Yeah, there's a small town in central Wisconsin that has an old squad car with the deer guard on the front, and that slows everybody down going through town, even though the person lives there.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you mentioned your family, and we're talking to John Siegel. He's the Democratic candidate running for La Crosse County Sheriff, going against Fritz Leinfelder here in the November election. You talked about your family a little bit, and you have a biracial family. So you have three adopted children, African American children. So can you tell me about how that experience has maybe made you think more about you know, what other races have to go through when in terms of policing? Have your children had to experience things that you had never thought about before?
Yeah, well, within law enforcement, they have not. Within community and within their lives, they have. And that is just the world that we live in. And I think I learned a lot. I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin. I would say as I started dating my wife and into the beginning of our marriage, I really learned a lot of things. I had experiences with her that I never thought of, and it made me understand that, you know, there are still people out there who have prejudices, and you know, we talk about some of the unconscious bias pieces, but you know, I've experienced through them things that many people in our community wouldn't even believe still happen.
Do you have an example?
Yeah, so I have plenty, but early on in my marriage, I was at a wedding reception with my wife, and the bartender used the most derogatory word you can use for an African American person about her being there.
Okay.
For which we immediately got in the car and left where we were.
Yeah.
It's the first time I had ever experienced something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And you had your kids went through the school system. I don't know where exactly, but part of the conversation we've been having at least a year now is the school resource officer program, and the La Crosse County Sheriff's Office doesn't have any input officially with the La Crosse School District School Resource Officer program. But if you were sheriff, would you try to get involved there?
Well, from the time I announced I was running, that was a question that came up, And I have said from day one that I support our school resource officers. My wife, Regina, was the principal at Emerson, actually, in La Crosse. That's what brought us here originally. So she has personal experiences with our school resource officers. One of my big reasons for supporting them is that I do have a son who, with his special needs, utilized the school resource officer at Logan High School. And I truly believe that he probably, could have been into the juvenile justice system or had some really bad experiences had it not been for having somebody who knew him, who could help with de-escalation or some crisis management. So I have a very personal reason for supporting the school resource officers, along with the law enforcement team.
Do you think the SROs, the school resource officers, do they need to do anything differently to better interact with the kids in school, or do they need to do something differently to interact less? Therefore, they're not as imposing on the kids in school.
Yeah, and I think that this is another one of those situations where I think La Crosse can design what works for them. And I think when you bring the community together, whether it be the school board, some of the people who are against the SROs or aren't sure about it. And I've had great conversations with people who we've talked about, maybe you can make the program look a little differently. Some SROs in some school districts are non-uniformed. In some districts, they are uniformed. What their roles are different depending on where you are. So I think that there is a role for them within our schools. And I think that that role can be defined, but it should be through the entire community.
Sure. All right, moving on. I wanted to talk about, I have drugs and guns. That's the only word I wrote down. We did have a caller during the break ask, if somebody's pulled over for a headlight out or something like that, and then it turns into a drug bust. He wanted to know what your opinion was on that. But I think if you have illegal drugs in the car, you have illegal drugs in the car, right? Like, I don't know what to say about that any differently than that.
Yeah, and I guess the reason for the stop may have been what they were looking at. Like, if you just stopped them for a headlight, was that a legitimate reason or something like that? But yeah, once the drugs are there, it is what it is. I do think that those are conversations that are being had in a lot of places right now.
Yeah, I've talked about weed quite a bit on this show. Michigan, it's legalized recreationally. Illinois, same thing. Canada, same thing. So every which way. Minnesota, to a degree. THC edibles, legalized recreationally. Wisconsin, not even talking about it. But what as a sheriff's office, what do you guys deal? How do you guys deal with weed? And then how big of a problem are drugs for you? Not a problem, but a responsibility to enforce.
Yeah, we are kind of on an island in Wisconsin within that marijuana discussion. And I believe it came up in our state legislature, and I would have to believe it's going to continue to come up with whether it's an amount that's legalized or the edibles or things like that. And, in La Crosse County, we see marijuana. We do not see it like we did when I started over 25 years ago when that was the majority of what we saw. Right now, we still see a lot of the heroin and the meth and the fentanyl, which, unfortunately, is killing our community.
Yeah, that's the big problem. It would be nice, right, if the state legislature for me it would be nice, but, and I don't even care about weed. But would it be nice if you guys didn't have to worry about weed, or do you kind of just, I don't know, like the city of La Crosse made it a $1 fine for anything under, I believe, 25 grams. And we see a lot of communities doing that. I don't know if the La Crosse County can do that, but like maybe that's something that takes that burden off your back a little bit.
Yeah. And I think if we had a law finally come on that legalized a certain amount or, a small amount, we destroy marijuana now. It's found in cars, found sometimes people trying to come into the jail and they take it off and we destroy it. So compared to what we are working with the fentanyl and the meth and the heroin, it just isn't, I don't think the public considers it to be what it used to be.
And then going to guns, I guess, you know, drugs, I feel like drugs are a pretty big responsibility for you guys and pretty big just amount, the amount of stuff that you guys are doing at the sheriff's office, drugs quite a bit. Is it quite a bit of a, I don't know how to put it. Like, just like, yeah, we're working on this all the time.
You know, it's something that is always, always being worked on. To what degree or it depends, but, you know, weekly we are confiscating drugs. Weekly our investigators are working on investigations that are drug-related, that are trafficking-related. You know, one of the big things we want to keep working on, and I will say this for all of my investigators, is those large amounts that are coming into La Crosse. And the city just had one where somebody had their own pill press.
Yeah.
Those are the things we really need to keep trying to get a handle on and taking out of our community.
Yeah, it's one of the things that the people that are like making the drugs or bringing the drugs in versus the people that are addicted to drugs, because that's a whole other conversation, I think.
Right. Yeah, that is. That's for another show.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't even get into. I know you have a lot on mental health and stuff, and we got till November, so I'd like to do this with you at least like maybe once a month or so, John. But last thing, like drugs, the drugs becomes a different problem, right? Fentanyl becomes a problem. Like different drugs become a problem as we go on. You said 20 years ago it was weed. Now it sounds like fentanyl. But what about guns? Because guns are guns. So has the amount of stuff that you have to work on with guns, like, man, guns are becoming, is it becoming that much bigger of a problem with the sheriff's department?
Well, I think we worry. I worry. I'll say for myself. I worry more about guys on traffic stops and out there more than I used to. When I worked nights, my wife always said she never slept either, because she was worried about me. And, you know, it seems like every day I try to read the news regularly, and we see an officer who has been shot somewhere, whether it be on a traffic stop or arriving at a domestic. I think that's always happened from the time in my career. I think right now we have more, at least more publicity with it, and I believe that, you know, we've had more, unfortunately, gun violence as we've continued to move, you know, forward through the years.
Yeah, there's got to be a whole other set of training for officers that are dealing with the public. I mean, this has crossed my mind. Hey, I don't want to, if somebody's pissing me off or, you know, like, you don't really want to confront anyone anymore, because you never know if they are going to snap and if they have a weapon of some sort. So I can't imagine what police go through. There's got to be a little bit of nerves there, you know, approaching the public in certain disciplinary situations.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, understanding the amount of thought process that the officer is using, you know, whether it be assessing the situation, assessing what people are doing, and that's all important, because we want to be able to know as much information as we can as to what we're walking into or what we have in front of us.
All right, that's John Siegel. He's been with the La Crosse County Sheriff's Department nearly 20 years. I think in January he does that. He's been in law enforcement for 29 years. He's been the investigative captain for the past 3 years in the La Crosse County Sheriff's Department. He's running for sheriff. He's the Democratic candidate. Republican candidate is Fritz Leinfelder. The last question, John, are you guys going to have a sign battle where you just have more? Are you going to have a sign battle? Maybe you need it. Fritz has some big signs out there. I see a couple around the downtown area. You just need bigger signs than Fritz. Whoever wins the sign battle is going to win this race.
Yeah, you know, the signs is always it comes up, and it's funny. I said at one point, maybe I'll just, you know, rent a semi and just drive it through town as we get closer to the election, like a big billboard. But yeah, you know, I kind of, you know, Fritz and I, again, as I've said, are good friends. One of the topics that's come up is you kind of see the fast food restaurants that do the sign wars, and they each have their own little display on them back and forth. So, you know, something fun like that might be nice. But yeah, I don't know if I'll keep up with all of his, but I didn't have a primary, so that was one of the reasons that I have a few less out there. But
Definitely.
Now, but you'll continue to see them.
Here's my idea. Maybe Fritz can arrest you for this after an investigation, but you get some pretty big stickers, and you stick them on all the Fritz signs over his signs, and then just don't let anyone catch you doing it, because it might be trespassing or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't think we want to encourage anybody to do that.
All right, John. I appreciate you joining me. Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome.
I ran out of time. A good conversation there with John Siegel. Like I said, I'm going to try to have him on once a month and have Fritz Leinfelter on once a month. It's kind of the big local race that we have here in the county.